The Dry Bean Scene is brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association. This week, both the Senate and the House overwhelmingly passed the Farm Bill. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Michael Conaway called it a great day for rural America.
It's a big day for rural America and producers and farmers and ranchers that feed and clothe us, so really terrific. Proud of the vote in the House. I have to confess, it was unexpectedly higher than I thought, 369 votes, which is the highest vote total for a farm bill. The last record was 319, so we blew past that pretty well. Terrific percentage of both parties voting in favor of the bill, so it was a good bipartisan statement. The day before, of course, as you know, the Senate had already done the same thing with an 87-13 vote, and again, bipartisan bill, which is what it should be.
President Donald Trump is expected to sign the new bill early next week. Trump may end up hosting the signing ceremony in the White House. The uncertainty over a government shutdown will influence that decision. And that's been the Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association.